Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your gate with praise. We thank you for this day, and we thank you for yet another opportunity to proclaim the name of Jesus. And now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask, and it is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray, and all of God's children said, amen. Church, amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from a familiar passage of Scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Hopefully we have it on our screen, where we find these words which are recorded. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Thank you. You may be seated. I need to acknowledge these ministers, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, and to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us this morning, and also those of you who consistently listen to Paradise Ministry. We want to thank you for about 8 years of your support in our radio broadcast. This morning, we want to use for a thought from those scripture, from that particular scripture verse, remembering what God has said. Remembering what God has said. The Lord literally woke me up early this morning, and he told me that even in the midst of the consistency that we have preached on the word hidden, he said, I have hidden promises that I have consistently shared with the church. But the thing that I need to get and impart upon the body of Christ is that you need to remember what God has said. And so I tied it in because I tried to stray away from that word hidden, but he brought it back because he said, my blessings are hidden. You need to find them. The year was 1918. When Irving Berlin wrote the lyrics to the song, God Bless America. As we today or tomorrow celebrate the national holiday, Memorial Day, as we reflect back upon the many men, military men and women who served and have lost their lives, how grateful we are as a nation that they gave their life for the freedom and the civil liberty that you and I enjoy today. As American, also we should look back at all of the things that God has done and has blessed this great nation with. America has been a beacon of light that shined upon a hill. For generations and generations, God has blessed America. But, and that word but implies something important is about to be said. But if America is to continue to be a beacon of light, America must return to the principle that made her great. Today, America is under a cloud of controversy. Despite economic growth, despite unemployment being at an all-time high, America now faces uncertainties in its foreign affairs, with threats of military proliferation. We now see major concerns on the horizon. What I have discovered is that God has an answer to the world situation. We need to pray that America return back to the principles by which it was founded. It does not matter who's in office. It does not matter who's the mayor, the House of Representatives, congressional, senatorial, or presidential. Executive branches, where leadership is at the paramount of the parallel cycle. We need to understand that you and I are American people. And we put votes at the forefront of selecting whom we put in office. And do not ever surrender your rights to what these men and women have fought for. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, God questioned to his people need a response. For it states, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I forgive their sin and heal their land. My brothers and sisters, if we are truly God's people, then God's people should be able to communicate with him. We shouldn't have to wonder whether God is hearing us. We should know God is hearing us. In spite of the many challenges that you and I face as a nation today, we have a Heavenly Father who is willing and able to guide and to protect us. And God has given us a pathway to his internal blessings if we seek him within our life. God has a plan. And that plan was established from the very foundation of the world. In spite of all of the things that we go through in life, God is still working things out for our good. But every now and then, when a nation turns away from God, God has a way of turning us back around. When leaders do not do what God has called them to do, God has a way of putting leaders in a position to accomplish his goals and his objective for that nation to be successful. And every now and then, God will give a nation exactly what it asks for. And the reason for that is to turn us from our wicked ways. God is speaking to us today. When we look at 2 Chronicles, it reveals a revelation to Solomon. And Solomon was the son of David. And God has a unique way, my brothers and sisters, of choosing his servant for whatever task he will give them. And what I have learned is that when God calls us to do a task, it has never been an easy one. momentous tasks are given to us, that when we start going towards the task to accomplish what God has said, we look at the task as being so insurmountable that we wonder how in the world can we accomplish it. And what God is doing is that he's given us the precepts of how we are to accomplish it, because it has never been about our might and our ability to accomplish it. It has been all predicated on the task that he has given us. And when God says, when you step back and you allow me to accomplish it through you, then it will go smoothly, expeditiously, and fastly in the making. And God is simply speaking to us today, no matter how difficult the task may be, I'm still in control. And I love God because he is empowering us to do greater work for him. Scriptures state the Lord appeared to Solomon, reassuring him that his prayers had been heard. Any prayers in the house? The Lord gave the disciples the model prayer, and the model prayer has been one that we repeat over and over again. But the Lord simply gave the disciples a model. He gave us the precept of how you and I are to pray. Now, when we pray, we need to acknowledge God for who he is. Thank him for being our Lord, our God, and our King. He gets praise, honor, and glory for being God. For he's the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. And he is worthy of all praise. So before we ask God for anything, we need to acknowledge him, magnify him, and glorify him. Angels in heaven bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. And when we lift him up and magnify him, then we can petition the Lord for the desires of our heart. And let me bust your bubble. The Lord already knows what you're going to ask him before you even make the request. And what's even greater about the Lord, he has already dispatched what you need before you make the request. And what I love about the Lord is that he is blessing us in spite of how we are. As
thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodward, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
In Louisiana, we pay way too much for car insurance, the second highest in the nation.
I can't afford that.
Can't afford it.
Why is it so expensive here? Because our